Now let's consider some brief theoretical points on how trade, investment, and migration can be substitutes for each other. In a lot of international economics, there are three core mechanisms. The first is trade in goods, the second is movement of capital, in some cases called outsourcing, and the third is migration of labor. The point here simply is that we need to keep all three in mind at once. Having all three of these mechanisms may limit the ability of politicians to control economies. For instance, let's say that tariffs go up. That may indeed restrict imports, but in response, foreign investment will go up too. So if you consider the 1980s, the United States placed restrictions on Japanese automobiles coming into the United States, implicit import quotas, and the response is that the Japanese built automobile factories in the American states of Kentucky and Tennessee. This may have been a more costly or inefficient response, but still it meant that the initial trade restrictions didn't actually have such a major impact on longer-term automobile prices in the United States. Or here's another mechanism of potential substitution. Let's say, for instance, that policymakers decide to limit immigration into their country. Well, if fewer immigrants come, what then happens is that outsourcing is likely to go up. So, for instance, if the United States takes in fewer engineers from India, it's more likely the case those engineers will stay in India, produce something in India, and then sell it using information technology to the United States. In other words, simply limiting immigration does not necessarily restrict foreign competition as much as it may seem at first. Policymakers may also try to limit outsourcing. For instance, take the case of Indian call centers. Now, this is arguably the policy change that's hardest to implement. It's very difficult to stop people from trading over the internet, but just as a thought experiment, imagine that we can to some extent limit outsourcing to India. One longer-term response would be that Indian immigration, including immigration to the United States, would go up, and of course some of this may include illegal immigration. So again, there are many levers in international economics, and this includes the movement of goods, the movement of capital, and also the movement of people. And these multiple levers will limit the powers of policymakers. For instance, wages are higher in the United States than in India. Over time, this wage differential can be reduced by, again, movement of goods, movement of capital, or movement of people. These multiple levers make it harder for policymakers to reduce the narrowing of the wage differential over time.